Hey guys, it's Sarah. Trying out another podcast app. This is like the fourth one. I don't know what's so hard about these apps, but they like none of them upload to Tumblr or offer me a link or anything like that, so. Lord. Anyways. Not a whole lot's been going on. Today I'm kind of pissed off because my husband and I pretty much don't have friends anymore. I don't understand what's up with that, but people are shady, and I'm just tired of it. I guess it doesn't matter now because now that I'm having a baby, we're going to be more focused on family anyways, but it's sad when you've been friends with people or you thought for years and then they just stop talking. Like, I don't know what it is about becoming an adult, but everybody just acts like you don't exist anymore. I had a birthday party, and my husband had a birthday party, and nobody bothered to show up. And I think that's fucking disgusting. Because the people I'm talking about have been friends with my husband, like, for years. Years before I even met him. And I thought that they were my friends, too, but most of the time when I have friends, they just turn out to be shady. So, yeah. I don't know. It just pisses me off because I just don't have patience for anybody anymore. A lot of shit has happened this year, and I'm just at my wit's end, I guess. I don't give anybody second chances. I feel like it's a waste of time. That's probably why I don't have friends anymore, but at this point, I don't really care. I'd rather be alone than be with some shady-ass people that you can't trust. It's just sad, because, I mean, you gotta have more than just family to hang out with once in a while. And I just don't understand how this even happened. Like, people are just shady. And then, I guarantee, when everybody finds out that I'm pregnant, they're gonna act like they give a fuck all of a sudden. Well, bitch, too bad. I literally don't know who I'm gonna invite to my, baby shower besides my fucking family. I have, like, two people I can think of that would actually possibly come, but I don't even know about that. You just can't trust anybody anymore. I don't understand it. I mean, we've been dealing with a lot of shit this year, and not all of it even pertains to us, but it's affected our life, and that just really crosses the line for me when it comes to, you know, trust. And every single time not every single time, but 9 times out of 10, when I meet somebody, they're always two-faced. Even family members are two-faced. So it's like, how are you supposed to know who you can trust nowadays? It's like, as soon as you get out of high school, nobody gives a fuck anymore. It's stupid. Like, I need friends, and I need friends that are mature and won't stab me in my fucking back or my family. But how do you even find friends as an adult? Especially someone like me that is a homebody. I mean, I don't even really like socializing, but it's still nice to have friends to talk to. I feel like I don't really have anybody to talk to. So that's why I'm pretty much making these podcasts and just talking to whoever will listen to me on the internet, because I'm a lonely bitch. But, you know, I mean, it's just, I should have made this podcast earlier when my anger was, like, super fresh. I mean, I'm still angry, yeah. But this, I just don't have any patience at all for shady people. Once you do something to hurt me in any way, like, I'm cutting you off. Because I just don't have time. I just wish that there were more genuine people in the world. I just wish there was more people that I can trust and be friends with. I don't know. I feel mostly bad for my husband because, like I said, these people that I'm talking about have been friends with him longer than they've been friends with me, obviously, because I didn't become friends with them until we met. And it's like, how are you not going to invite him to anything or talk to him or show up to any of his parties? Like I said, we both had a birthday party and nobody showed up. The only people that showed up to my party was family. And literally not a single person showed up for Will for his birthday, which was in June 2nd. So, I don't know. That's my rant for this morning. I'm just over it. Plus, I was up all night. I literally haven't slept at all today. My insomnia is just in full force. So, my patience is extremely low. Ugh. Alright, well, that's all I got to say for now. Check it with y'all later.